grand slam for Masters.
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fires! Score!
My guest today is Father Michael Sliney. He's a Legionnaire of Christ priest located in the great state of Maryland, and he's quite a runner, folks. He has ran a number of marathons. We'll talk about that, his training as a runner, and also how he incorporates that into his ministerial life. I'd like to welcome Father Michael to Blessed to Play. Father, so great to have you on.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, this is quite interesting because the first question that comes to mind, with all your clerical responsibilities, where do you have the time to train for a marathon?
Well, no, you're right. I think priests are busy. We have a lot going on, a lot of responsibilities, but you know, we don't have a wife, we don't have kids, so we do have more flexibility in our schedule. And for me, it comes down to getting up earlier. You know, I typically get up just before 5 o'clock in the morning. I do my prayers, I'll have breakfast, and then I'll go out for a run. And then I'll start my day typically around 8:30 or 9, and I have a full day ahead of me after that.
All right, so it's been 10 marathons, two in Hartford, two in Suffolk County. You ran the Marine Corps Marathon. You had a number of bishop events. You qualified and ran Boston in 22 and just this past one. And that's a great a marathon to qualify for. And the atmosphere I hear is, one of the best, if not the best. And New York City obviously is up there as well. And you also qualified for Chicago in 2024. And you're in training now, so I think you got the bug. Is that fair to say about being a runner? And what drives you to just keep training and keep participating as a marathoner?
Yeah, you know, I think most people would think that marathon runners are a little crazy. And I think most of us would agree with that run marathons. And it is a bug. It's something that you suffer. You suffer in training. You suffer during the race. It's just a lot of pain that you go through, a lot of inconvenience. But there's something about being in it, being in this world, and something about finishing a hard marathon after 18 weeks of training too. It's a real sense of accomplishment. And I would say briefly that I consider marathon training as part of my life training, mm-hmm. part of my priestly training. And yeah, I'm trying to qualify for Boston again, but this also helps me qualify for heaven. Mm-hmm. 'Cause if I can push myself on the canal, on the trails at 6 a.m, I can push myself as a priest during those hours of confession and long hours of ministry.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, I've ran a number of marathons. I'm not a runner, but I have run. And there's those times in training where you don't just feel like training. And then there's times when you're running where you get a runner's high, but obviously sometimes you don't feel that good. But it's that discipline and commitment that keeps you going. And that's analogous to your life as a priest as well, I would assume.
Yeah, I would say most marathon runners that are serious don't really question if they're going to run. You know, they question when they're going to run and how hard it's going to be. But yeah, I mean, many of my runs right now are 90 degree weather. I was out the other day, it was 97 degree heat index. And mm-hmm. thankfully I was running in the shade, but it was not an enjoyable run. But you know, I just did a really tough funeral 2 weeks ago. It was an 18 month old girl that I had to, you know, bury and do the mass for and assist the family with. And that wasn't pleasant. So yeah, it does in a way prepare me for the challenges of my priestly ministry. I would say for the surprises that God gives me. And when I am in that uncomfortableness, I'm okay with it. In fact, I have a motto that I'm trying to be comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Father Michael Sliney. He's a Legionnaire of Christ priest, and he started running when he was 49 years old. So you played sports in high school, soccer. You dabbled in basketball as a priest. But what inspired you to take up running and long distance running?
Well, you know, I was a soccer player in high school. I did run cross country for a year. I always thought running was kind of boring if you weren't doing something with it, right? So mm-hmm. I always liked to be playing basketball, playing football, playing hockey. And even as a priest, I saw that not just as an outlet, but a means of doing ministry. You know, playing hockey for the guys here in the D.C. area, I would have a Bible to study before our games. And I thought that was cool, you know, just to have maybe 15, 20 minutes talking about scripture before we put our pads on. And the same with basketball. It gave me access to a bunch of really good men and allowed me to kind of work with them, get to know them better at a more intimate level. But I did realize in my late 40s that a lot of guys were going down with ACL injuries, with hamstring injuries. And I didn't think basketball and hockey were sustainable in my 50s, 60s, and 70s. So I had to think, what can I do? And running was the first thing I thought of. And I ran my first marathon 10 years ago in Hartford, and it's just been a great ride since.
Now, I want to talk about strengthening the will, because obviously an athlete needs to have his will strengthened, but also in the spiritual life as well. And I think you could probably give us some insights into this, because you're doing it both on the spiritual side and the athletic side. What insights can you give our listening audience?
Sure. Well, one scriptural passage that's always inspired me is when Christ called Peter and he said to put out into the deep, you know, put out, leave the shore, put out into the deep, get out of your comfort zone. And I think God's asking all of us to do that on a regular basis. All the saints had to go through that. Every human being is given that option to stay on the shore, to stay comfortable, or to allow God to challenge them. And yeah, I don't consider running jogging. I have no offense against joggers, but I train hard. You know, I'm doing interval training. I'm doing tempo runs. I'm doing hill training. And I'm learning how to love the hills, okay? I'm learning how to really get excited about these tough days, because it's an opportunity to grow. So strength training for me, it's about changing the narrative and not getting worried about challenges, but embracing the challenges as a gift, as an opportunity that God gives us, and getting excited about the challenges, because that's what's going to make us holy. So yeah, if I can do a 12-mile run on an 80-degree day when my body's not loving it, then, you know, when I have to hear confessions for 5 hours or go through a really tough spiritual direction with someone that's going through a marital problem, you know, I'm going to be ready for that. It kind of forms my will to be ready for whatever God has in plan for me.
And he's definitely not jogging, folks. In fact, his best marathon time is 3 hours and 32 minutes. That's an 8-minute and 5-second pace. And that's when he was 56 years old. Not too bad. So you are training pretty hard to get the your best PR and the best that you could be on the marathon course. I want to talk about your ministry and even participating in a marathon. I don't know if you're sticking out as a priest while you're running, but maybe give us some insight at how your priestly ministry has enabled you to maybe, you know, give some direction or just to mingle with other people and lead them to a spiritual plane.
No, it's a great question. You know, I would say there's two types of marathon ministry that I have. First is just in training when I'm running on a typical day. And, you know, just the other day I was running on the CNO Canal here in Potomac, and I saw these two women look like they were in the 50s, early 60s running ahead of me. I caught up and I just started talking to them. And I said, "Hey, I'm a priest." I said, "Really?" And one of the ladies said, "I'm Catholic." I said, "Oh, that's great." And then I asked her, "So are you going to mass? Do you practice?" She said, "No, Father, I don't really agree with the social teachings of the church. And, you know, my husband doesn't support me, and I just stopped going to mass." And I started talking about my mom and how she went to daily mass and how that helped me so much. And she has younger kids, or, you know, high school kids. And I said, "You know, I think the greatest gift you can give your kids is to have that glow of Christ in your heart." And, you know, I said, "Look, we're all in the same boat. We're not too far away from meeting God. We need to get ready for that." And I think the ladies really appreciated that. So maybe I'm not going to see those women in the pews on Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. But I'll see them on the trail. And I've had a lot of conversations with runners I just catch up to on the different trails around here and just engage with them and have conversation. You know, I've been in Boston twice, and I was blessed to be an NPR. You know, I walked around with my Boston jacket. I had my collar on. So an NPR reporter stopped me, and we talked about, you know, what we're talking about right now, marathon ministry, the kind of the race of life and our faith. And, you know, NPR is not a Catholic show. It's not EWTN. So it gives me an opportunity to evangelize a more secular world. Mm-hmm. And I would say finally, in the virtual world, I'm on 8 or 9 different Facebook pages that have to do with running. 4 of them are Boston Marathon pages. So I'll post my running time, and then I'll post a quote and maybe a spiritual thought. And I've gotten so much feedback from all these runners who maybe aren't going to church, who have left the faith, but are really into running, and they respect me because I'm in the Boston world, you know? So it gives me a platform I can use to evangelize. And I feel today we need to almost go to the people, leave the sacristy, leave the altar, and go into the dirt, you know, and go into the trails of life and meet people where they're at and try to bring them back. Because right now there's a problem. We don't have a lot of practicing Catholics in our country.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Father Michael Sliney. He's a Legionnaire of Christ priest. He's located in the Beltway in Maryland, the Potomac region, and running some marathons, a few different marathons. And what's your favorite marathon? I have to ask you. I mean, Boston sticks out to me, but that might not be your favorite.
You know, I would say Boston so far is my favorite. I'm looking forward to doing Chicago. I'm training right now for the Chicago Marathon. That'll be October 13th. What I like about Chicago is I'm from Michigan. I'm from the Midwest. So I look forward to running with a bunch of Midwesterners, hopefully, you know, at least a good number of people from Chicago. I love that crowd. But what's unique about Boston is you have fans for 26 miles. I mean, for 26.2 miles, you have thousands of fans cheering you on every step of the way, you know, and I usually write in my bib, Father Mike, so people can see it. Mm-hmm. And I try to run near the sidelines so people can see a priest is running. So look at that. There's a priest. Go, Father Mike. Hey. So it was kind of cool to kind of see all the Catholics out there that were really happy to see a priest running. And Boston has that. I really enjoyed the Marine Corps Marathon. Mm-hmm. I'm a big supporter of the military. I'm grateful for all those folks that are giving their life to defend our country. And just to see all the Marines out there cheering us on, that's a tough race. But those would be my two races so far that I'm really grateful for.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we'll continue our discussion with Father Michael Sliney. We'll talk about faith and also running the good race with this good father from Maryland when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
January is the month dedicated to the most holy name of Jesus. Saint Thomas Aquinas observed, "The name of Jesus possesses great and manifold power, for it is to those repenting a refuge, to those who are sick a remedy, to those fighting life's battle a shield of defense, to those praying a help and consolation, because it obtains pardon for sin, strength of body and of mind." Join us in this devotion to the most holy name of Jesus with books, rosaries, devotional candles, litanies, and statues available at EWTNRC.com.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Father Michael Sliney. He's a Legionnaires of Christ priest located in Maryland, and he's a marathon runner. In fact, he's run a few marathons, how about 10 of them, completed Hartford twice, Suffolk County twice, the Marine Corps, three bishop events in D.C., and he qualified and ran Boston in 22 and 24, currently training for Chicago. How about that? And really makes a ministry out of his running, being able to chat on social media and lead people to a discussion of faith, and also just popping up on the trail and seeing people there and getting into discussion as well. And he seems to love what he does. Not only running, Father, but you like to play basketball. And I want to talk about this because you were part of a team called the DC Hood. It's a team of priests from the Archdiocese of Washington, and you would play priests from the Archdiocese of Baltimore at the Verizon Center, I think before a Washington Wizards game. Why don't you talk about your affection for basketball and in that game in particular?
Sure. Well, look, as a kid, I wasn't a superstar playing basketball, but I played a lot of pickup basketball. I loved watching basketball. I went to Michigan State University, so I went to most of their games. I'm a big Spartan fan. You know, and I just realized that a lot of men, you know, playing basketball teams and basketball parish teams. And so I thought, as a priest, wouldn't it be great to engage with men on the court and off the court and get to know them there? So I just started playing for parish teams. I'd go to Wednesday night basketball at this St. John's Parish in McLean and play with those guys. I went to modern day school and I played with those guys. And I was a chaplain in a few schools. So I actually played with the basketball team in a few schools. You know, it was a way for me to engage with these guys during practice. And we did some camps as well, where we had basketball players run camps. And so I've always been passionate about the game. And the DC Hood was an initiative by one of the priests here in the Archdiocese to kind of use that venue as a means of promoting vocations. So our team would go to different parishes in the diocese and play against men's teams. And we'd fill a gym with all the parents and some of the men who played against us. And then usually a cardinal or a bishop or one of us would talk about our vocation. Mm-hmm. So this was going on for a couple of years. And at one point, the Baltimore priest heard about this and they wanted to play us in a game. So we basically played them at the Verizon Center for a few years just before the Wizards game. So we got to actually dress in the Wizards locker room. That was impressive to see all the lockers and, you know, this NBA locker room, and to have our special jerseys for the game and to play on the Wizards court. And it was really kind of unique to be out there. And it was just a great opportunity to witness. And I would say, Ron, my big thing is, I think people need to think of priests as being normal people too.
Uh-huh.
You know, many of us do play sports. Many of us are athletes. Maybe we're not professional, but I think it should hopefully make young people think that, yeah, just because I'm an athlete and I like doing things other guys like to do, doesn't mean I can't be a priest. I can be a normal guy that has a passion for sports. And I think the DC Hood was trying to promote that concept.
Yeah. And we've had a number of priests on this show who are incredible athletes, you know, top level elite athletes. But I got to ask you, some of our listening audience might have this in our mind. When you're playing this basketball game, how competitive are the priests?
Well, it was funny, and maybe this is kind of a confidential story, but I'll share it. It's not a bad story. Our coach was an auxiliary bishop, mm-hmm. and he brought all the priests together at midcourt, the Baltimore priest and the DC priest. And he said, okay, now fathers, we're playing this game. We're trying to promote vocations. I know everyone wants to win, but you know, let's try to respect each other. Let's have a good time out there, you know? So we're all looking at each other. This is not about having a good time. We got to beat these Baltimore priests. So we went back and he said, you know, fathers, we got to beat these guys. So he did say that. And we did. We did beat them, and it was kind of neat. But I think, you know, I you'd be surprised how many priests are very competitive guys. And we like to win, and we fight to win, and we compete to win. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a healthy attitude, and it's a healthy way to live.
Yeah, definitely giving your best and bragging rights, too. I mean, get to have that trophy or bragging rights for a year until the next game. So,
sure, it means a lot.
Yeah, that's a good.
It was kind of like the Red Sox versus the Yankees. You know, I think Baltimore versus DC is that type of game.
Yeah, but you can't get too cocky because they're going to come after you the next year with a passion and desire to get you back.
That's true.
We're talking with Father Michael Sliney. He's a Legionnaires of Christ priest based in Maryland, and. Father, let's talk about just sports and faith in general, because I think you could probably talk about the link and why it's so important, especially for young people listening, that you could be competitive, you could, you know, play sports, but how do you incorporate that faith aspect into that life experience with sports?
Sure. Well, you know, I'll start with an anecdote. I'm a big fan of St. John Paul II. I actually met him 7 times when I was studying in Rome. And I served one of his masses, and I'd actually just come off the basketball court. So our basketball team was asked to serve his mass. So all of us, you know, jumped in the shower. We went to the Vatican. We served his mass. Most of the guys are pretty tall on the team. And St. John Paul saw all of us, and he said, oh, Legionaries of Christ, you're the athletes for Christ, you know. And we kind of smiled. He smiled, and we served the mass. But I feel that we're all called to be athletes for Christ, and mm-hmm. you know, the discipline, the dedication, the sportsmanship, the courage, you know, the perseverance of being an athlete translates into being a good Christian too. All those qualities you can apply to our Christian journey. And, you know, life requires discipline. Life is hard. Life is challenging. And you got to prepare for those challenges. You've got to get used to those challenges. You have to overcome those challenges. And I think what you endure in your particular sport is what you're going to endure as a human being, as a Christian out there in the world. So I think it's great preparation. It's great training. You can't beat it.
Now, I always like to ask our guests about some practical advice. And obviously your expertise is, you know, the religious, the spiritual life. So maybe an athlete listening to this show who just happened to come on the show as far as tuning in wants to know, what steps can they take to incorporate their spiritual life with their athletic training?
Yeah, look, I think just like we all have a training plan, a training program. I know as a runner, I have, you know, a 6-day training plan. I have an off day where I do biking and other types of workouts, and I stick to that plan. I think you need to have a spiritual plan. Mm-hmm. And the church, you know, is very simple in this sense. You know, we need to have the Eucharist, anything that has to do with adoration, daily mass, time spent with our Lord in prayer. You know, I think scripture is a big part of that, getting to know Christ by reading the Bible. I do that for an hour every morning. I do my Lectio Divina based on the gospel of the day, the readings of the day. I think having a great devotion to our Blessed Mother as Catholics, you know, she can bring us to Christ. I personally pray the rosary every day. It's a very simple habit. It takes 15, 20 minutes and just a beautiful way to gain graces for the souls entrusted to you. And look, you can talk to Jesus anytime. You could talk to him in the car, you know, shut the radio off, listen to the Holy Spirit, have a conversation with our Lord. But I think it's putting him on your schedule, you know, just like my training run is on the schedule. So is my rosary. So is my mass. So is my hour of prayer. And I think it's, you know, so many people tell me, Father, I'm Catholic. You know, I'm a devout Catholic. And I almost want to say, okay, well, show me your phone. Where's Jesus on your phone? Where's Jesus in your day? You can't say you're devout if you're not praying. So I think having a plan that works for you. And one thing I'd say, Ron, is look, I'm a runner. Not everyone has to run. Some people are into swimming, biking, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many ways to pray and connect with God. Find a way that works with you and stick with it. And try to get closer to Christ as a friend and as a brother. That's what you need. That's where you're going to get strength.
Yeah, that's a good point. Blessed to play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Father Michael Sliney, Legionnaires of Christ priest, marathon runner. And Father, you've entered this community of running, and it's a group of people that you don't ordinarily see in society unless when they come together for a run or a marathon. Is there anything characteristically that you could have experienced through being part of this community of long distance runners?
You know, I'll share an anecdote. I remember I did a half marathon in Brooklyn on the Hudson River in December, about 9 years ago. And it happened to be a snowstorm that day. I mean, literally, it was almost a blizzard. And it's probably the photograph I most treasure is, you know, running with a hat on and a whole bunch of gear and just a ton of snow blowing into my face. And I was looking around at these runners, you know, like, what are we doing out here? A whole bunch of runners running up and down the Hudson River in 20 degree weather with just a whole bunch of snow hitting us. And I would say there's a toughness, there's a resilience, there's a dedication, there's a joy, there's an attitude of, you know what, I don't care what's in front of me, I'm going to get this done, I'm going to get through it. And I really admire that can-do attitude, mm-hmm. that positive attitude, that take-the-hill attitude. And that community all has it. And there's a brotherhood, there's a sisterhood, and a respect, a mutual respect we have for each other. Look, 26.2 miles is a big deal. And I don't care what pace you're running at. If you can cross that finish line mm-hmm. under 6 hours, I'm impressed. And that just takes a lot of training, a lot of dedication. And that level of commitment is something we all respect. And I think it brings us together.
Yeah, I noticed there's a charitable spirit, too, amongst long-distance runners, because a lot of them are running for causes. They're trying to raise money for good causes. I know on the course itself, when I was running, there would be runners who were stopping to help other people because they needed help for various reasons. And obviously, that's going to take off their time or disrupt their running and their pace, so to speak. So maybe you could speak to that as well.
Yeah, there's... I would say most races are races for causes, like all the bishops events, that money goes to veterans. It goes to wounded warriors. It goes to EOD warriors. Mm-hmm. So I feel really good about giving them $100, knowing that most of the money is going to go to a good cause. So there's that, you know, in most major races like Boston, Chicago, you can, if you can't qualify, you can pay $5,000-$10,000 for a charity and that goes to Children's Hospital or maybe another good cause. So there's a lot of that too, but you're right. There's a spirit of really caring about other people as you're running. I remember my first Hartford race. I was really impressed by this woman. It was around mile 19 to 20, 23 was kind of a loop. It was a 6 mile loop. So the people who were on mile 21 were looking at us at 19, and she was cheering on those runners that were 4 miles behind her for like 2 miles. I was right behind her. She said, "You got this. Come on." And I'm thinking, I'm about to die. You know, she must be tired too. But she's cheering on all these runners that are probably, you know, a little slower than we are, 4 miles behind us. But what a noble spirit. I've seen blind runners, and there's two runners on either side of the blind runner, you know, for 26 miles, getting them across the finish line. I've seen dads pushing their paraplegic sons mm-hmm. in a wheelchair for 26.2 miles. And yeah, anytime anyone falls down, or even during the Boston Marathon, you know, last month, I saw this guy kind of zigzagging back and forth, and he looked like he was delirious. And I mean, it was a rough race. It was hot. I think a lot of people were surprised. Anyway, I asked him, "Hey, how you doing?" He said, "I'll be okay, but thanks for stopping." And that's just what we do. You see someone who's not in a good spot, and you're not, maybe your time's not going to be great, but you know, people are more important than the time, right? So at the end of the day, you look out for them, and that's critical.
Yeah, that's a good point, and it just shows the spirit of the marathon runners that oftentimes, especially when it's televised, it's not captured on camera, but as you are a marathon runner, you see this when you're running the course, and those are great things to take away from the running community, and it shows what these people are made of for sure. Well, Father Michael Sliney has been our guest, and folks, he's quite a runner and 10 marathons, and now he's training for Chicago and continuing at 58 years old, continue to run 26.2. That's a lot of miles and something that takes a lot of training, a lot of dedication. But he also incorporates this into his ministerial life as a priest. Father, thanks so much. Really appreciate the time and sharing a little bit about you here on Blessed to Play. And good luck in Chicago. We'll be thinking about you.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Very grateful.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Father Michael Sliney, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.